Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasulullah.
I want to be like you.
Like you.
In everything I do, Ya Rasulullah.
I want to walk like you, talk like you, read my Quran just like you.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters who are listening to IRIB English Radio. This is the show Like Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm your host, Muhammad. Today, the verse I want to recite, which is about the Prophet, is verse 2, the second verse of Surah Al-Hujurat. Allah says in this verse, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَرْفَعُوا أَصْوَاتَكُمْ فَوْقَ صَوْتِ النَّبِيِّ وَلَا تَجْهَرُوا لَهُ بِالْقَوْلِ كَجَهْرِ بَعْضِكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ أَنْ تَحْبَطَ أَعْمَالُكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ. This verse talks about a very important matter, and that is observing certain etiquette when being, in the presence of the noble prophet, peace be upon him, his progeny. It says, O you who have believed, do not raise your voices above the voice of the prophet or be loud to him in speech, like the loudness of some of you to others, lest your deeds become worthless while you perceive not. Okay, the apparent meaning of this verse has to do with what happened at the time of the Prophet when this verse was revealed. The Prophet was instructed to tell his people, the believers, that you should not raise your voices above the voice of the Prophet. You should not basically say anything that you think is more right than the Prophet, which would lead you to raise your voice above the voice of the Prophet. So whoever does that, their good deeds would be effaced, would become worthless without them even knowing. So this is important. This is something that could happen at the time of the Prophet only, because, you know, right now we are not living with the Prophet physically. So it's not possible for us to raise our voices above the voice of the Prophet right now. But at that time it was possible, because it was at the time of the Prophet. It was during the life of the Prophet. This shows to us certain things. This shows how much respect the Prophet has, that even if you raise your voice in front of him, your deeds would be worthless. Like, your good deeds would be no more. That's one thing. That shows the utmost respect that we have to pay the Prophet. Another issue is something that is symbolic. Okay? It's something that is not easily perceived. And we can say it's a sort of, you know, like a figurative thing. Concept. It's not something that we can explain physically. And we can actually understand this verse right now in today's world, right now that we're not living with the Prophet. And I will talk about that after a short break.
You are my one true love, taught me to never judge. Now all I is to be with you.
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Mustafa, ala Habibika Nabika Mustafa. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Mustafa,
Mustafa.
Welcome back. You're listening to Like Muhammad. So we said that the Quran says that we should not raise our voice above the voice of the Prophet. One thing that we can understand from this part of the verse is that we should not necessarily think that we should not raise our voices above the voice of the prophet physically. Even ideologically, we should not do that. Because, you know, voice has different meanings. Voice could mean message. Voice could mean the thing that the prophet wanted to propagate to people and his message to people. We should never think that we are above the voice of the prophet, above the message of the prophet. We shouldn't think that there is something better than the religion of the prophet, something beyond Islam, something that is better than Islam, like some, you know, like there are certain cults that have certain beliefs that have nothing to do with Islam, that have nothing to do with the teachings of the prophet. And they say that they are really good people. They're better than everyone else. And what they are basically saying is that they're better than the prophet. Like there are certain deviant cults that say that when you reach a certain point of faith, you no longer need to do the acts, you know, offer the acts of worship, perform the acts of worship. If, like, they say that some of them, they have reached that stage that they don't even need to pray because they are so good. What is this? This is one of the things that this verse is trying to explain, that you should not think that your message, your voice is above the voice of the prophet, right? So what these people are saying is completely wrong, first of all. Second, all of their good deeds, they become worthless. Allah, you know, just destroys all of their good deeds by doing this. Now, this is really figurative. This is not the apparent meaning of this verse. The apparent meaning of this verse is that we have to show a lot of respect to the prophet. We have to hold him in high regard, that even our voices should not be above the voice of the prophet. Now, the next verse continues. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَغُضُّونَ أَصْوَاتَهُمْ عِنْدَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ امْتَحَنَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ لِلتَّقْوَىٰ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ وَأَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ. Indeed, those who lower their voices before the Messenger of Allah, they're the ones whose hearts Allah has tested for righteousness. For them is forgiveness and great reward. Now, this is the opposite of what the previous verse had said. Those who lower their voices, those who are humble before the prophet and do not raise their voices above the voice of the prophet, they're the ones whose hearts Allah has tested for righteousness. This is a literal translation of the Arabic verse. The real meaning of this phrase, this part of the verse, امْتَحَنَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ لِلتَّقْوَىٰ, it means that Allah has accepted the righteousness. So it's not something to be understood literally, because, you know, just like English, which has a lot of idiomatic expressions, Arabic and the language of the Quran also has certain idioms that we have to translate these idioms in a way that would make sense in English. So Allah has confirmed their taqwa, their righteousness, and has said that, yes, you guys are righteous. You guys are pious. لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ وَأَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ. For them is forgiveness and great reward. Again, like in the previous episodes where I said that this مَغْفِرَةٌ and this أَجْر, this forgiveness and great reward is not limited to the hereafter. We will receive forgiveness and great reward in this world as well, if we are pious. Thank you for listening to this episode of like Muhammad. I leave you in the care and protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wassalamu alaikum rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, see like Muhammad did. Be like Muhammad and live like Muhammad and give like Muhammad gave. Shafi'ullah, Habibullah, Nabiullah, Rasulullah, Khalilullah, the friend of Allah, Ya Rasulullah, Rasulullah.